The Transport Minister, Fikile Mbalula, held a news conference today, at which he did what transport ministers before him have done at this time of the year, host a media briefing about the road safety statistics for the festive season. And Khumotsi Modisa of Eyewitness News was there. The number of fatal crashes reduced by 3%, and a decrease also in the number of fatalities. There were provincial figures. But was there, beyond the statistics, Khumotsi, was there any sort of attempt to analyze them and find out what they tell us, if anything?
Good afternoon, John. So there was that that piece of analysis that came from the RTMC just around some hotspots where we are seeing fatal crashes happening more, some patterns that some motorists seem to have formed over the festive season. We know that the N1, Polokwane, seems to account for most of the deaths. There are many other routes around the country that are happen to be hotspots. And we also heard how, you know, motorists, well, throughout the festive season, police have seen a trend that motorists seem to think that police are not on standby at certain times of the week. It seems that previously officers would see a heavier police presence on the roads, at least from Fridays into Sunday. And from the statistics that were presented today, it does seem that most people now are committing crimes not just between Friday and Sunday, as we've seen, but Wednesday seems to be one of the days where most people are breaking the rules of the road. We're also seeing the fact that many more people are driving under the influence of alcohol. You know, the statistics today are really a little discouraging. As much as they met their 10% reduction in the number of fatalities and 3% reduction of the fatal crashes, we are still seeing very, very disturbing figures, John, that do tell, of South Africans that don't really take the rules of the road very seriously. The department has issued 58,669 fines. That's between the 1st of December 2019 to the 15th of January 2020. So I think what came out was that, the minister and the Road Traffic Management Corporation were trying to analyze these figures to tell of the South Africans' mindset when they're on the road.
Yes, there is a 3% reduction in the number of crashes and a 10% reduction in the number of fatalities in that slightly fewer number of crashes. But is there any sense of whether that is because of better law enforcement or because of fewer people on the roads? The economy being in the States, it's in fewer people having money to travel on holidays. So maybe in terms of percentage of deaths versus number of people on roads, number of cars on roads, it might not be as good as the previous year. Any analysis of that aspect?
So, John, I mean, from what was said by the minister, really, there has been a slight change in attitude from motorists. More than 500,000 motorists were issued with traffic fines, and the number of fines that decreased have decreased by 191,862,000. So the minister is saying that this is as a result of increased compliance with road regulations by motorists, which means that there is a slight change in attitude. People are taking the road, the rules of the road more seriously. During that time of the year, John, we do know that they choose the period to assess based on the traffic volumes. And so truly, it does seem as though they have been comparing apples with apples, as was said today, that they look at the busiest time of the year. And when they compared the busiest time of last year and the busiest time of this year with the same traffic volume, it does seem like there is a better performance and a change in attitude, really, from motorists about the way that they see the rules of the road.
And in terms of who died, in terms of were they behind the wheel of a car, were they a passenger of a car, or were they a pedestrian? 40% of the deaths are pedestrians. There is something very wrong going on there.
That's right, John. I mean, really, that was very disturbing. We have 40% that are pedestrians, as you rightfully say, 34% that are passengers, 25% that are drivers and 1% that are cyclists. And we really see that this is more of a, it is a challenge to educate motorists, but it's a greater challenge to educate the pedestrians that live around highways, freeways, main roads, on how, when to use the roads, which roads are not for pedestrians to use, how to identify a pedestrian crossing. All those factors are very important, and we're seeing that education is really needed at this point. We know that many people that live close to main roads in places like Hammanskraal, over the festive season, we see an increase of people walking home later on in the evening because of festivities. And many of those do die when they do try to cross a highway or a freeway. Clearly, there needs to be an increase in the education from the department.
Thank you very much, Khumotso Modise of Eyewitness News.